Today's message, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is signed off for the Water Cooler Conversations. You got to love a beautiful home, right, Jill? I mean, one that's just like, has everything.
Yeah,
like
that'd be awesome.
Like a $2.3 million
home. I didn't have to pay
for it. Yeah. Well, that's part of this story. I mean, this guy didn't have to pay for it, so who cares, right?
Right.
$2.3 million home. And it just has all of these beautiful things about it, of course, because it's $2.3 million. However, sometimes whenever you really don't have to pay for something like that, and it's going to be beautiful, PR headlines tend to change things a little bit.
That happens.
Yes. And it's kind of funny what a day of negative PR headlines can do to you. Because in because in response to the severe backlash that emerged after it was revealed that the Diocese of San Jose in California had purchased a $2.3 million five-bedroom home for 73-year-old Bishop Patrick McGrath to retire in.
Oh, no bueno.
Yeah, he says, he's not going to be moving in after all. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't say.
He had originally justified the purchase made last winter by saying it was made using a fund that could only go to housing. Imagine how much housing you could do for $2.3 million if it wasn't for one guy that's retiring.
You probably don't need that big of a house, dude.
Yes. He said, no, it's a sound investment for the diocese.
I'm sure. Right.
And he's like,
Creeperville.
He goes, I don't want to live in a rectory where I might disturb the priests.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of parties are you planning on doing,
for
dude?
For real. What is happening there?
Oh, man. It's like, okay, this kind of stuff goes on until somebody finds out about it.
Right.
There's a bad PR story about
That's
it.
Good. I'm glad there's a bad PR story.
And then all of a sudden,
wait
a minute. And so, by the way, that's where he's going to end up, in a rectory at one of their parishes.
That's what happens.
Right. And so now he's going to be sure to disturb the other priests.
Yeah.
He's going to be having beer bongs.
Bitter
and
party
everything.
One.
Yes. And so he said in a statement, he said, I erred in judgment in the purchase of a five-bedroom home for $2.3 million. I failed to consider adequately the housing crisis in this valley and the struggles of so many families and communities in light of that crisis.
Dumb.
Yeah. So
that's so aggravating.
You're saying that that's how far disconnected you were from all the people that you failed to realize. Oh,
right. But you're get me started on the religion aspect of that.
I'm gonna just retire over here.
Yeah,
throw
my
some parties.
$1 billion house.
Yeah,
throw some parties.
I'm 73.
Some
I need
ragers.
Five bedrooms.
Yeah. All 73-year-olds do.
Need the pool. I need all of And as for the fate of the 3,269 square foot home, it'll be relisted and sold with the profits going to Charities Housing.
Oh, very nice.
If there are any profits. they add that in there. It's like,
if there are.
You know, I'm not so sure. Maybe we overpaid for the $2.3 million.
Yeah, it was a big, big mistake.
Now there's a housing crisis. We may not get all of it back out of it. But you know what? If we do, we're going to give it to some charities.
We'll do something good with it.
So, all right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.